Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Light on it's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
So what will you do, though? So, if you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
In the scope of the universe, how is that? What? How does that even matter?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show, July 18th, 2015. We're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is MG. I'm joined by the capable. He's funny. It's Gigi. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right. So we're glad you took a little time out of your day to spend with us, take care of a little business. Of course, you can listen on your phone by dialing 619-393-6728. If you would like to get in on the show, we would like that and encourage it. Just hit the one button. That lets us know you want to get in. You could also listen on your computer by going to blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. And we have a chat room in there as well, so you can interact with us that way, too. Looks like I just got knocked off the chat room, so I'll try to get back in the chat room. So, anyway, as I do that, brother, we're back another week here. What's going on?
Well, first of all, brother, I just want to say that while we were away, I did miss a celebrity who died, and so I want to give a little homage to... the celebrity. The name is Patrick McNee. You remember him, Patrick McNee?
No.
Know what he's famous for? He's famous for back in the early, in the 60s, a TV show called The Avengers.
Oh, yeah, I do remember
he
that
played,
show.
You remember The Avengers? He played John Steed.
Yes.
Next to Diane Riggs. But while we were away, you know, even last week, of course, you know, when we had our aunt pass away, we gave, you know, more important than this. But so I want to give a little homage to Patrick McNee of the Avengers, died in 93 of natural causes. Our condolences from the 2G Show go out to their family.
Yeah, I do remember that show, the British show, I think it was. I did like that show. I remember watching. You got me into that show, too. A lot of shows I did were because of you, Star Trek and Get Smart.
Yeah.
I was too young, but I remember all these shows watching because you were watching them. So I do remember all that. So, okay, let's move on. But a lot of sports this past week, we did have the All-Star game, American League One. And then they had this thing there, brother. I guess all the teams had to pick their Mount Rushmore. I guess you had to pick four people from, I think it's present and past, current or past, players And the Yankees, to me, it's, even though you have so many players, it was an easy one for the Yankees for me. I think they got it right. I'll let you talk to that. The Mets had Tom Seaver, which that's a no-brainer. I mean, that's Tom Seaver. You had Keith Hernandez, David Wright, and the I'm terrible, boy. I say I'm blind. Oh yeah, Mike Piazza. And there's a lot of debate with the Mets fans about, you know, Dwight Gooden and Daryl Strawberry. Should they have been in there? You know, maybe David Wright shouldn't be there. Anyway, I think they got it right for me. I know you're going to disagree with me, but that's what the show's about. My reason for not putting Gooden and Strawberry on there, and I think I'm going to contradict myself here because I think you're going to pick up on it, but you cannot be a great Met and then play for the Yankees. You could be a role player. You don't see great Yankees coming over, people you think you could put on Mount Rushmore and come to the Mets. Now, I understand these guys had some drug issues, and George Steinbrenner gave them a chance. I begrudge them for going over there, and George gave them a chance to go over there because George was like that. This is what you read about him. But I can't put Gooden Strawberry. I think it's right where I think it was Gooden. David Wright, questionable, but he holds all the Met records. And Tom Seaver. So I think they got it right for me, for the Mets. What's your thoughts on the Yankees, and if you want to comment on anything I just said?
Well, first of all, I want to know if you like that. Did you watch that home run derby? Did you like the setup there? Did you like it?
You know, brother, I watched more than I normally watch of it. I did watch, not all of it. Can't say I watched the whole thing. But I will say that it did catch more of my interest with this format and the way it was. I did like it better.
Yeah, for some reason, I found myself getting into it in the last few years. It was kind of boring, you know. I don't know. I got into it this year, and I thought it was pretty exciting. But you're never really going to recapture it. You know what I mean? The hometown guy won it, but, it's the first time. It was new. I don't think I don't think they're going to capture it any better than they did this All-Star. But anyway, on the Yankees side, of course, it's a no-brainer. I mean, those are the icons of the Yankees. I know some people wanted to see Jeter in there, you know what I'm saying? But when you have Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, I mean, that's one of the best players of all time.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? So I say that I say you got it right there, you know,
Me too.
On the Yankees side. On the Mets side, yeah, I mean, in the history, you know, I'm surprised that the Mets fans didn't go for Choo Choo Coleman, Al Luplo, Jesse Yonder.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable.
The real great Mets. I mean, come on, Al Luplo. I mean, you gotta be kidding me. How is he off the list? How do you put Keith Hernandez over Al Luplo? So I don't understand.
I tell you, but he's probably in the top 10. The Mets got such. There's such a shortage of people you can come up with. You're probably going to come up, you may come like 9 or 10. I know.
I mean, that's why they, you know, I mean, Carter, where was Gary Carter? Where did he get picked? For the Washington Expo, for the Expos there, when the Washington Senators? But he didn't, you know what I mean? What were they, the Washington Nationals?
I think that's a good point because he was the Expos and went in. That's the thing with the Mets. You got Tom Steve and they traded him away. He got a no hitter and a 300 game with other teams. That's how bad the Met organization is. Okay, but you're right, Gary Carter. We get guys who are really known for other organizations. Even Keith Hernandez. I mean, St. Louis. He's one of my favorite players.
Yeah, Mike Piazza with the Dodgers.
If he goes in the Hall of Fame,
the only homegrown talent really was and David Wright. Mm-hmm.
Well, Gooden and Strawberry. Right there. But if you want even Gooden and Strawberry, which were homegrown, they didn't get in. And I doubt most people didn't put them in for my reasoning. Because I was going to say, I think I contradicted myself. Didn't Tom Seaver pick for the Yankees a little bit?
Yep.
See, so I just contradicted myself because I got to put him in there. But, I mean, they had good years with the Yankees. They won some World Series, Strawberry and Gooden with the Yankees.
Yeah, even that, and Gooden puts the no-hitter for the Yankees.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's how bad the Met organization is. Let me ask this question, brother. But a lot of people think that they did this just so they can get Pete Rose out there. I loved it. I'm sorry I missed it live, but I love Pete Rose. I wish he would. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. But anyway, did you like the Pete Rose coming out? And what did you think about the four living players? Some people think Yogi Berra should have been in there. But what's your take on that? Rose and the four living legends.
I mean, it's tough. You know what I mean? I mean, you leave out you're gonna leave out Johnny Bench and put Yogi Berra in there. You're gonna leave out Hank Aaron and William. I mean, it is so tough to predict, you know. Even though Yogi Berra, who has the most World Series, got 10 rings, I mean, it's tough to put him over, Johnny Bench. I mean, there's no brainer with Willie Mays. I mean, overall, he with speed, defense, you know, hitting. I mean, he was the ultimate ball player, Willie Mays. And Hank Aaron, you know, I mean, so I think they got it right. All National Leaguers. I think they got it right.
Okay, well, I agree with you there, though. I like that, but the All-Star game was good. American League won. I wasn't surprised. I still think they're a better team. I just think they are. Before we move on from that, I would say this. Some people make it. I'm a Mets fan. I got to be objective. They make a big thing about DeGrom. Now, let me say this. That was great. I mean, 9 out of 10 strikes he pitches in there. But even though this is an All-Star game, this is an All-Star game. These guys are good. Those three guys have made a week. I don't know. It wasn't like he struck out Trout. Am I undermining this? Am I underselling this? He didn't strike out Trout, Pujols, and maybe the guy from Detroit who's not there. He's hurt right now. What's his name there? The guy at the third base from Detroit.
Cabrera? I mean,
Cabrera, yeah. Am I underselling this? I mean, those three guys, they were all-stars? I didn't know who the hell they were. Am I underselling this, or is it still a great performance?
Yeah, no, you're underselling it. That was a great performance to come out and throw 10 pitches and strike out three batters. That was an incredible exhibition. No matter what, these guys are still professional ball players, and they're still, all-stars. So, you know, no matter what, that was a great feat that he did, DeGrom there in the All-Star game. And, I mean, he's up there at 96, 97 mile an hour and his ball with movement like that. Now I can see why. I kind of joked last year that he was the, rookie of the year, but who the hell is this DeGrom guy? But, I don't see much of him because I don't watch
The Yankees beat up on him this year. I mean, they did.
Yeah, they got to him this year, but still.
I'm changing my opinion.
That was a great that and Chapman throwing 102, 103 miles an hour. I mean, where's it going to go in 10 years? Somebody's going to be throwing 115? I mean, geez, that was incredible. 13 balls, 13 pitches, 12, 103 miles an hour. Incredible.
Yeah, I don't care if you know it. I don't even care if you know it's coming in the wheelhouse. You have to be extremely lucky to get a hold of that. So, all right, so we're going to that. But let's move on. Still here at baseball, real quick. I don't know what made me think of this, and you could disagree with me. You know, the Mets do have some great young pitching. I mean, right now it's looking really good for young pitching, you know, with DeGrom and Harvey and this kid Matz, you know, and they got a lot of great pitching. And a lot of times it's untouchable, people say that. But there are four bats, I don't know if you agree with me, four bats out there right now, it's not going to happen, that I would trade any of those Mets pitchers, any of them, Harvey included, and for four bats. Can you guess them and see if you agree with me?
I mean, four bats, anybody in the leagues? Like Trout?
Anybody. Anybody in the league. Any position player, American League, National League, would you, who I would trade, or maybe you would trade for, if you got rid of one of the top Met pitchers?
I mean, of course it would be Trout. You'd be the number one on the list.
Okay, it's one, yep.
You would have to go Harper. 22 years old, keep coming into his own.
That's two.
Right? You don't want any of the old guys.
No, the younger these guys. Well, one guy's middle of the age, but the other guy's younger. He's hurt right now.
Yeah, I don't know if you would go with Tulowitzki.
No, too old. I wouldn't trade a young bat. No.
Trade him. Cabrera.
Too old. I wouldn't trade a young pitcher like Harvey for Cabrera right now. No.
You wouldn't trade him? I know the other guy on Miami with Stanton. You got to go for him.
Yes, I would trade Harvey or DeGrom if I can get Stanton. So you got three. the fourth one you're not going to get. He plays for a team that no one cares about. They're in the National League. He's kind of middle. He's not young, but he's not old. He's got power. He's got speed.
Joe Smith of Arizona.
There you go. Bang, boom, bam, boom. Those are the four people, the only four, unless you could come up with somebody else. The only four I would trade any. So would you do that? Would you trade any of the Met pitchers for those four? No, I wouldn't do it.
Of course, because you got so much pitching and you need hitting. If you only had one guy or two, you know, pitching, you're loaded with pitching. It's the bats that you don't have. But
if I could get
Stanton and Trout, I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'll say this. I'm usually against the Mets. I think they're cheap, this and that. I'm with the Mets right now, Alderson. I'm not trading anybody right now. Who the hell am I going to go for? Ben Zurich? Who am I trading for right now? Who's out there that I'm going to go for? I mean, they want to get a bat. They're not out there. I mean, I'm with them, the Mets, right now. I would not go anywhere right now. Maybe New York City.
Well, the problem is if the Mets want to go somewhere and they don't have to give up much, they can go for, what's that, Aramis Ramirez? What's that Aramis?
He's retiring after this year.
He's retiring, but you don't know when David Wright's coming back. He needs third base. I mean, if you don't have to give up much, at least he's a quality bat. You know, at least something.
I'm not making a move. I'm not making a move right now. I'm saying this. Anyway, brother, let's move on because I know the Mets, just saw the Yankees a little bit. They got a good prospect out there, but you were talking to me off the air about you're getting a little frustrated, you know, that you're in a pennant race right now, and they got that rookie there they're putting up there, and you made some comments.
Yeah, well, there was a man on second. It was two outs. So there was a right-handed pitcher up, and they want to showcase this kid so badly. I understand that this kid might turn out to be a great second baseman, you know, the next coming of Cano. Who knows? But right now, you're in the middle of a pennant race. He's not hitting good, but the guy does get some big hits for you. You know, Drew. He's on the bench. He's a left-hander. He's a professional hitter. I know he's batting bad, but he has come up with, you know, 10 homers, you know, he's put the bat on the ball. And at that moment there, I would take the second baseman out and put him in to try to win the ball game. But they just left the kid in there and hit him. He's a little ground ball in the second. They threw him out of it. You know, you got to, you know, stop thinking about the future. Let's go now. That's what I say. Sometimes these moves they make, you know, it just drives me crazy.
I agree. So, I mean, you do have to go now because look at San Francisco. They were the wild card, second wild card on the road. I mean, look at San Francisco. Three World Series in 6 years. Now, I know they got Buster Posey. They got him. You know, they had the third baseman there, the Panda. They got some hitters there. But basically, that team should not win 3 out of 6. But the pitching, when you got the pitching, so that's the next
issue.
This
is one thing I want to say, though.
Yeah.
If the Mets could squeeze into that playoff, I hate to say, if the Mets could squeeze in and get a, they could become like the Giants. You have pitching in there that no one can hit, and in a short series, they would be dynamite. You know, have to get a.
I agree, brother. I know you're a Yankee fan, and you'll be an objective. I agree. I think these guys are the real deal. But it's just amazing. Every time we get these guys, maybe because they're old. Kadaya, he can't hit. Jason Bay. The Mets, I hate the Wilpons. They're worse than the Dolan. But they have spent in the past. People get on them. They spent for Beltran. They spent for Santana. I mean, they spent on Bay. I mean, they have spent money on people before. You can't say they haven't spent. But I think you're right about that. It could be a dangerous team. We'll see. Let's get the numbers in here. 619-393-6728. That's the way to get in if you want to get in on the show. This is the 2G Show on the Blog Talk Radio Station. Brother, if you have nothing more on the sports, let's move on to maybe a little TV or something. I know the Emmys nominations, I wasn't aware of that, but you are the TV guru. You said the Emmys came out, the nominations, and you wouldn't tip your hand, even in the post-production meeting we had, you wouldn't tip your hand. So talk about the Emmys. I'm hoping that the Bates Motel, at least the actor Freddie Highmore, got nominated. Go.
Okay, well, you want to go right into the lead actor drama. I mean, you got John Hamm again for Mad Men.
Selwyn.
How is Jeff Daniels in there? Didn't the newsroom end?
Yeah, but they go on last year, so yes, it was on in 2014. It was there.
You got Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul, Kyle Chandler for Bloodline. People watching these things? Kevin Spacey,
no.
House of Cards.
No.
And Lee Schreiber for Ray Donovan. The kid is not in there.
I'm done.
So
brother,
say,
no,
well, maybe he's not the lead actor, so let's go to a supporting act in the drama, right? I'll just give you that quick. Jonathan Banks, Better Call Saul. Ben Mendelsohn, Bloodline. Jim Carter from Downton Abbey. Peter Dinklage for Game of Thrones. Alan Cumming, The Good Wife. And Michael Kelly. He's not even in that one either. He's not even in that one.
Brother, I'm done.
I mean,
I'm done, brother. If you don't think that those guys are good actors, they're going to give them Mad Men because he got beat over and over and over and over and over again by Breaking Bad. The final season, he's never won. They're going to give it to him. But come on, brother. Better Call Saul, Bloodline. You watch Bates Motel. You watch Rick on The Walking Dead. These are not worthy of nominations at once.
I can't understand how, first of all, here's the outstanding drama series. Outstanding drama. Better Call Saul, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, Homeland, House of Cards, Mad Men, and Orange is the New Black. Where is The Walking Dead? I don't understand. Where is The Walking Dead? You mean to tell me that The Walking Dead isn't better than Downton Abbey and better than Mad Men and House of Cards and all this? The Walking Dead is... I mean, and not only that, the woman, Familia, to whatever her name is, Vera Famiglia, she's not even in the lead actress drama. You got Claire Danes, Viola Davis, Taraji Hansen, Tatiana Maslany, Elizabeth Moss, and Robin Wright. Where is she? I don't understand.
I watched House of Cards. It's not even worthy of a best actor. Robin Wright, that's worthy. Brother, again, I'm done. It's the same people over and over. And I guess you call me a hypocrite because I don't complain when Anthony Geary on the daytime side, even though it's sham now because there's no shows. But he won when it was big soap operas. He won 8 times. I didn't complain, okay? But other people did win. Enough is enough, brother. Enough is enough, okay? Rick and Freddie Highmore deserve a nomination. And so does Vera Famiglia, whatever her name is, in the Bates Motel. Okay, I'm over this. And The Walking Dead is a fantastic drama. I don't understand it. Thanks for ruining my
sanity. What's the lady's name in the Bates Motel? What's her name?
Vera Famiglia. Vera. Vera Famiglia. Famiglia.
Oh boy.
Okay. I'm not even going to bother with that anymore. It's just annoying. But we're getting down to 7 minutes. That's the Emmys there. I know there's new TV shows coming out in September. So I don't know if there's anything that sounds interesting out there for our listeners.
Hey, well, to everybody out there, I don't know if you were a Heroes fan. They're bringing back the show Heroes Reborn. I remember why Heroes, the first season of Heroes was fantastic, and then all of a sudden it just took a dive. It got caught in the Hollywood strike, so it wasn't that good. But they're bringing back Heroes Reborn. I don't know if it's interested. I'll give you some shows, and then you let me know if you're interested in any of them. Of course, Fear the Walking Dead coming out in August. You know, I think that's one that you would probably like. They got a new one. It's called Blind Spot. They find this girl in a suitcase. She's nude, but except for tattoos all over her, and it's a mystery, and the tattoos say something. I don't know if you're interested in a Blind Spot. They got remember that movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise, where they can look into the future, who's going to be bad, and they can
watch
it. You watched that movie?
No.
So that's another one that's a series. They got a colony, a town is some strange things going on in a town. It starts Josh Hollywood, who was on Law. So these are some of the shows that will be coming out. I don't know if you're going to be interested in any of them.
The only one I could think of that you mentioned right there is Fear the Dead. I will give that a shot since it's The Walking Dead. I will give that one. Other than that, nothing else really sounded great there. I'm with you on this current shows. I'm getting a little tired of The Whisperers. That one, I think I may go the way of the Under the Dome for me, if they can bring it back. I did watch Dark Matter, the first episode. I liked that one, brother. That was a very good recommendation. And then we got Big Brother's on right now. And I'm getting a little tired of that, too. I stopped Survivor. I might stop Big Brother. I don't know, brother. It's too predictable. There's no suspense. This last one, a little bit 5-3, 5-4. It's too predictable for me, brother. I don't know.
Yeah. Sometimes you think it's like over through the year the door is fixed. Like a certain person would, needs to get out and would win. But it's this year is a little different, even though that one girl, Mama Day, whatever they call her, won those three votes and still she got kicked off. But I still enjoy watching it. I enjoy watching people being miserable and stuff. And while I'm sitting home relaxing on my couch, I'm still right now. I am still enjoying the Big Brother.
I am too. There's a couple of things I wish they would just get rid of it. But a lot of our listeners might not be watching that show, so they don't understand what we're talking about, the block and all that kind of stuff. So, okay, brother, we're getting down to near the end here. Any other shows that you've been watching? Let me tell you this, though, brother, real quick. Moving from shows to books real quick. I did finish Pedro Martinez's book. I liked it, even though I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
And the Posada book was good. And now I'm ready to get this book on Billy Martin. So some good reads out there. I don't know if you're into any of those books.
Well, I would be into the Posada. I would be into the Billy Martin, but I'm not nowhere near when I even pick up the Pedro Martinez. I won't give the guy a dime. Won't give the guy a dime and tell him, how does he have a job? I'm trying to listen to him the other day on the show.
Terrible.
The sports. I
That's
don't understand one word you're saying. Could you? I mean, listen. I know that you gotta be giving these people jobs, and I understand all this. But could you have somebody who can actually speak the language to have a show? I mean, I'm embarrassed for him. I mean, even the guys were like looking at him like, it took him like 4 minutes to say three words. I mean, in English, it was embarrassing.
I agree, brother. I have nothing against him. I don't really like him. You know, it fits the Mets, and the book didn't make him any more likable. But I will say this. When I watch him, I have to change the channel. Not out of disgust, because I'm embarrassed. I feel like I'm very embarrassed when he's speaking. Like, I think he's trying, and I'm like, I don't understand what the heck he's saying. And no one I'm really impressed with, real quick, we're getting down to the end. You know, of course, I want Wally Backman, and people think Colin's doing a great job with this team, but I don't think so. The guy, Eric Wedge, I think he managed Oakland or Seattle. I'm impressed with that guy.
He managed Cleveland and he managed Seattle, yes. And he had a
brother, brother, I hate to interrupt you. 90 seconds again. We're down to 90 seconds. Final thoughts.
My final thoughts is another good show on TV. It's called Scream TV show. I like it.
Love
and everybody
it.
Get ready for Sharknado 3 coming out July 22nd on the Sci-Fi Network. Brother, great job. Thanks, everybody, listening. Wherever you listen on the computer, to the phone, whatever. Adios, muchachos, and everybody, take it easy.
All right, we're off next week. We'll be back first week of August. We want to wish our brother Sidney a speedy recovery on the surgery in his knee. Make sure you tell people about us. Thanks for listening. Mom out there, I enjoyed my margarita. And, tell people about us. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We hope you are, too. So for Gigi, this is NG. Good night, America.
Something is missing from my experience.